Blind Cool Tech, number 73, August 5th, 05. We're going to talk about a few things today. A little bit more about the iRiver, some cool Google tips, and various other things. I am recording today on the iRiver with a set of binaural microphones that are, you wear them kind of like glasses. And we're on. So, should get some good stereo effects on the streets of Louisville. We're also going to talk some more about guide dogs. I'm going to grab my backpack here. Heavy backpack today. We got a microphone I'm going to check out for the weekend. All right, little buddy. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me just as good on these. One advantage I noticed already is that, you know, if you raise your voice, you don't clip it out. Well, Raj, have a good vacation, man.
All right.
And call me if you need anything or have any questions. And I'll have those iRivers sitting on that desk right where they are.
Okay.
You got the microphones.
Well, they're with me.
Okay.
Let's make sure that they're all there.
All right.
Yeah, I'll need that barrel mic unless you want to use the earphone mic.
Yeah, no, I'll leave the barrel mic there, too.
Okay.
So you should have... What, two or three?
I have one microphone set right now.
Oh, does Rob have one of the barrel mics or something?
He must have one.
The other clip mics? Okay. So I'll leave you two of those doubles and then that barrel.
Okay. I need one that you have, which I assume is the barrel mic?
Yeah.
And the one Rob has.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
See you, probably when you're coming back a week from Monday or...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in about a week then.
All right. Have fun in...
It'll be interesting.
Where are you going again?
Pigeon?
Gatlinburg, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend. See you, Mike.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can... You know, like the other day on the trolley when it was loud in there and I raised my voice talking with the driver, you know, it kind of overwhelmed the microphone, and these shouldn't suffer from that problem, but hopefully at the same time you'll be able to hear me well enough. And again, we're going down one more flight, little Jakey buddy. I have to take the detour since they're doing construction here. They're actually building Well, let's actually go out this door and we'll go a different way. Well, no. Let's not. Right. Good boy. You're a good doggy. They're building offices for ATTIC, which is the Accessible Textbook Initiative and Collaboration. And Test Central, which is a department that works very, very much on making accessible tests. You know, I actually like this detour pretty well. It's much quieter down here than it is in the plant area. I meet more people down here. It's especially quiet today because the plant gets off early today. They have every other Friday off, and then they get off at 3:30 on the working Friday. They come in at 7 and work till 4:30.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
You going home, Larry?
Yeah. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Aren't you going home?
Uh-huh.
See, we have to go this way now because of the construction.
Yeah.
That's why you see me haunting these halls now. Oh, it went good, but next time she's coming bowling with us if I have to do that again. Yeah. So we're right next to the studio, the cafeteria. And it's been raining out here. Boy, little buddy. All right, we're going straight. Hold up. That's it.
Look on, man.
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Pretty good, Larry. Daryl.
Yeah, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Stay left. There you go. Good boy. So we're walking along the left side of the driveway. Yeah, good doggy, Jakey. Oh, I was glad we got a little rain. Of course, I left the water on my garden all night last night, so it should have plenty. Good boy, little buddy. We just got to the sidewalk. Jake took a left. So, hey there. Yeah, they want to say hi. So we got our equipment in to record the family conference. Spent a couple hours updating the firmware and setting up the iRivers. And writing up some procedures. See, I think I mentioned to you, I wish I could be there to help with that, but it starts next Friday, which I believe is the 12th, and that's my daughter's getting married on the 13th, so we'll be down in Arkansas. And Roger is going on vacation Monday through Thursday, coming back. Well, he thinks he'll probably be back in about noon Friday, and then the conference starts Friday night, so he'll record the keynote speaker, and I think that's all for Friday night. And then Saturday, him and Monica are each going to take 3 recorders. And there's 6 sessions at a time going on. And there's either 2 or 3 rounds of those. So Monica was a little worried about, having to offload the data and everything. But these devices should have plenty of capacity just to do bam, 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 one right after the other, and then we'll just offload everything the following Monday. We got several sets of microphones. I'm not crazy about the clips on them. We were trying them out, setting levels and everything, and which is a bit problematic because we're not going to be there. But they seem to have a tendency to get microphone noise on the clothes, so we're going to have them watch out for that. The other thing we got into was a professional solid-state recording device that we had ordered for some future experimentation and audio work. The studio actually has a Marantz. I want to say it's a 660 or a 770. Which is a flashcard-based recorder. And it actually goes up to 24-bit. And this Eddie Roll R1, I believe, is it's probably the, you know, not quite as expensive or elaborate as the Marantz. When I looked at that Marantz a couple of weeks ago, I was amazed at how big it was and how light it is. You actually have to unscrew it to make some of the adjustments on it. I think these things are geared more for musicians than they are anything. What a day for a daydream. Somebody's playing in their car. Love that song. Y'all remember that one? Lovin' Spoonful? I'm not going to try to sing it, because I cannot sing. So this Eddie Roll, we played around with it a little bit. It'll record direct to wave also, or compress files, and it sounds really good. Even the built-in microphones sound good. They're not really hot enough, though. It doesn't seem like you can almost yell into it and not clip it. So Rob took that home for the weekend. He's gonna play with it, learn it a little bit. We couldn't. We were just talking about, you know, being able to find PDF manuals for almost every product, and couldn't find one for that one though. And the manual is huge on that thing. It looks like a catalog. So I'll do some more looking this weekend, but sure didn't see it. I've actually seen a site or two on the internet that's devoted to product manuals. So I might do a search for that. A lot of times, though, you know, they'll have the manual in either Amazon or on the manufacturer's website for the device. But no luck so far. I was listening to some recordings we made with these binaural microphones the other day, and this afternoon, the separation was phenomenal. Rob and Roger and I were sitting in the room, and it was almost like you were there. Rob was listening to it and saying, you know, he was hoping that it would be the experience of being right there in that chair, but I guess the microphone's probably not quite flat enough, and his earphones weren't quite flat enough. He did get fooled by a recording of a phone that he made on the Eddie Roll as he was listening back to it. I actually thought the phone was really ringing. So that's pretty cool. Like I mentioned the other day, I'd really be interested in doing some environment type simulations with some super high quality recordings so you could, you know, feel like you were there. And you know, it's got some implications for, well, for virtual reality and orientation and mobility. Interesting stuff. I think it'd be really cool too. I actually got fooled the other day. I was making a recording in my backyard on the patio, and one of the girls next door yelled across the fence, "Hey, Larry." And I was listening to it. And when she said that on the recording, I actually yelled out, "Hey." And then I realized it was the recording. It was pretty funny. All right, little buddy. We just crossed the tracks, and Jake's got his spot to relieve himself here. There's a bicycle. So we ordered this equipment from Sound Professionals, and they forgot the windscreens for the microphones. So we're going to send those. So I'm facing the traffic right now. You should be able to hear it moving. There goes a car from left, from right to left, and also one from left to right. Another one from left to right. Here comes a siren. All through, little buddy. Come on. Good doggy. Oh, I bet that sounds more like an alarm than a siren. Good doggy. Good boy. Car pulled out pretty far out in the road there. Jakey went right around it like a good dog he does. Hi, little buddy. So I had been reading about this couple of features in Google. To type a UPS tracking number into the Google search box and having it recognize it. Actually, FedEx tracking numbers as well. And so I tried it today, and sure enough, the very first link on the results page was a link to the UPS tracking for the package with that number. And then of course it went on, and you know, just in case that wasn't what you wanted to do, it in this case it told me there weren't any other web pages that contain that number, but conceivably there could be. So you could just ignore the UPS tracking link and find other pages that may contain that number. Very cool. It was very handy to go straight to that site. I clicked on the details and I could see that an know, it had left the UPS area this morning at 5 o'clock, scheduled for delivery, and I called our shipping department to be on the lookout for it, and they said they didn't have it. This was about 11 or so. So went back on there and looked and said they had delivered it at 9:10 a.m. and who signed for it. So I called them back, and sure enough, what had happened was that we received the package, but they had delivered it to Sandy's office, who was actually the one that ordered it. Beautiful. Jake was looking at a car that was pulling over to the curb. And this is one of the things you need to watch out for with a guide dog. I made this mistake on my first one. And what it was, my wife at the time, or friend, you know, would pull up in a car, say, "Hey, Larry, you want to ride, or hop in, let's go do this," or whatever. And George, my dog at the time, got to where every time he saw a car pull up, he thought they were coming to pick us up, so he'd head over to it. So I guess it's not the biggest thing in the world, you know, you can just tell them, "No, that's not where we're going," or whatever, but just another little thing you have to be aware of with a little guide dog. Got an email today from my sister who's been listening to the podcast. That was really cool. I care. Like I mentioned one other time, her and my mom and dad are probably the only sighted people I know that listen to me. So also on Google, I'll bet you didn't know that you can get the definition of a word. So, you know, it's like a dictionary. The way you do it is type define. Very handy too. And I'll bet you also didn't know that Google is a calculator and a converter. So you can say, you know, 3-star pie, or 5 km equals ? miles. I don't remember the syntax of that. I have to look again. Or I think you can actually have it say, you can type in, "Tell me what 5 km is in miles." And, you know, it'll tell you. Very cool. And then, of course, everyone probably knows about Google desktop search by now. I use that. The only thing is, I wish it would let you search for file names as well as the contents of files. Because sometimes I know the, or at least part of the file name, but there doesn't appear to be a way to do that. And I think you probably already know about local Google too. So you can type, if you want to find all the barbershops in Louisville, you can just type barbershop Louisville or your zip code. In fact, we use that instead of the phone book now. Good doggy. Jake's a good doggy. We're at Ewing Avenue, waiting on the traffic light. I'm going to stop up here at the hardware store just to see if I can get a... Broke the chain on our toilet the other night. And this toilet, I would guess, was the original one in the house. And they've changed everything about the way they work inside. I mean, it's still the same principle, you know. You've got a stopper to stop the water and a handle that pulls up on the stopper and a float that shuts the water off when the level reaches a certain level, but none of it is. This is kind of weird looking the way this one works, and I haven't been able to, you know, get parts that are exactly what I need for it. I had to replace the handle, for instance, a while back, and it's you know, it's not long enough, so it's a little hard to flush the toilet. You have to kind of hold down on the handle for a second or two, and finally broke the chain the other day. So I'm just gonna, hopefully I'll have just a chain in here. I'm really tempted just to buy a new toilet and be done with all this. We're gonna remodel that bathroom. It's a bicycle. Soon, anyway. Good boy, little buddy. So another thing you can do with Google, if you haven't tried out Google Mail, it's pretty interesting too. I don't have enough email in it yet to really take advantage of a lot of its features, but they give you 2 gigabytes of space, and supposed to use some of their famous searching technologies to be able to keep track of your email. I know with GroupWise, it's kind of a pain to find older messages. It's a real restricted environment, and you have to specify whether you're looking for the author or the text. And it's just, I'm not crazy about GroupWise, as you can probably tell. One of the things I hate the worst about it is that we're going to have to get our trimmers back out here pretty soon, little buddy. Oh. Okay. Is when you, man, these drivers are aggressive these days. That's one of the things they really work on a lot harder at the guide dog schools now, is making these dogs much more aware of traffic. Because, you know, people will, you know, you'll be walking out into the street and they'll still turn in front of you, or you may be halfway across and a car will shoot behind you. It's crazy. I think it might be a symptom of the video game generation. We're used to making these fast, close maneuvers. I don't like it. Not when I'm just a bod up against a 2,000-pound car, you know. But they really do a lot of work with these dogs, making them aware of traffic. They'll, a lot of times, you know, they'll send us out into several lanes of traffic and the trainer will be behind you waving the cars on, you know, and they'll catch the dog if he doesn't stop, but he'll, hey there, how are you? You know, you'll watch the dog, working with the dog, and he'll go across a couple lanes and see that a car is coming and then stop for that and then go on. Now that's something obviously you don't want to do in a real life situation. They just want to make sure that the dog can handle it in case it ever does happen. Another good boy. Another interesting technique they use. Good boy, little buddy. Went behind this car out in the crosswalk. They'll, you know, they've got a little van and with a guy in it, and that kind of tests these dogs and makes them aware of cars. And, you know, he'll have a rolled up magazine or whatever in his hand. If that dog gets too close, I'll smack him in the nose. Oh man, whoops, I'm sorry, excuse me. I forgot about the hardware store. Oh well, job for tomorrow. We were just passing through a bunch of tables there in front of the coffee shop. Alright, we're at Bailey, waiting to cross. Okay. Good boy. Man, it's humid out here today. But, like I was saying about group-wise, the thing I really hate about it the most is, hey, you, when you have an HTML message, I don't know if this is the screen reader's messing this up or what, but you actually have to tab once to get to the attachments list, and there'll always be a part.001. And then shift tab back, and you can read your message that way. Of course, you never want to click on a link in it because you're stuck in this kind of simulated, goofy environment that GroupWise is providing for you. So if you ever want to, you know, really navigate through a HTML page and follow some of the links, you have to save this little part.001 to, you know, something.htm, and then open up that file. And that way Internet Explorer will open it. It's really messed up. It prevents you from really using that technique I was talking about this morning, or the other morning, when you can just move from message body to message body. And I really love to do it that way because, you know, like I said, you can determine what's going on with the message and maybe get a little more information out of it just as quick as you can from seeing who it's from and what the subject is and the date. But that's something we just can't do in GroupWise with all these HTML messages. Kind of defeats the purpose when you have to, if you don't hear anything, you have to tab over and shift tab back. What a mess. man, it was another busy week. We've got our budgets coming up due, and got a meeting with the director on Tuesday, in fact. I'm only about half done with my budgets for next year. So I might work on that a little bit this weekend. That'll keep me from blasting y'all with 5 podcasts, won't it? And it's quite humid out this afternoon. I do want to welcome, by the way, any new listeners. We're podcasting from Louisville, Kentucky, on a very humid August 5th afternoon, Friday afternoon, as we mentioned. And I'd like to thank you continuing listeners for all the great feedback. I'd also like to encourage you to submit some reviews and demos. Especially looking for some more GPS demos. Maybe with the Braille note and its system. I wish I had been recording when when Liz's son was over here and had this GPS talking GPS on his cell phone. You know, we just kind of walked around and had it direct us. I mentioned to you the software is not accessible, you know, for you to be able to put your destination in and so forth, but it's interesting nonetheless in the feedback, the verbal feedback that it gave you. But yeah, if you have a particularly good program that you're using, or have some tips and tricks, you can actually record a demo of it, or a training session, or whatever. Even you musicians, you know, I'm sure we'd all be glad to hear some good original PodSafe, of course, music. But if you make a recording, you can actually just upload it to our FTP server, and I'll give you that address. It's FTP://BCT, for Blind Cool Tech, at skular.onlinestoragesolution.com. And of course, that's all one word, all lowercase. So it's ftp://bct@skular.onlinestoragesolution.com. And the username will be BCT, and the password is submit, SUBMIT. So if you drop something in there, please alert me with an email. And of course, that address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. Good boy, little buddy. And we would be happy to play any of those submissions on Blind Cool Tech Podcast. I don't know how these binaural headphones are going to work out, just on this walk. It'll be very interesting, but something like when we did the Louisville Zoo sound seeing tour or other tours, I think they would be great. It was, like I said, it was really cool just recording a conversation between three of us in my office earlier today. Good boy, little buddy. It's a step down. It's really only a couple of curbs on this whole walk. You know, sometimes we'll take Marley out in the wagon. And I love these curb cuts. You know, when they first started putting them in, especially blind people were like, oh, I won't be able to tell where the curb is. Not a problem. It's actually a kind of an interesting thing here in this neighborhood, especially up, good boy, closer to the School for the Blind and APH. They have, that's it, little buddy. Good boy. There's little bright yellow plastic, slightly raised strips going down the ramp into the curb. That's it. I have to walk in the grass a little bit here. I guess somebody's left their recycle bin out. That always reminds me I need to pick mine up, too, when we get home. So if you're using a cane, you know, you can distinctly hear the difference in the sound as, you know, the cane tip taps this plastic because it's kind of hollow even. And you can even hear it just walking on it with your feet. Good boy, little buddy. One of the other things I like about these binaural headphones, they're not as convenient as that barrel one that just clips to your shirt collar. But with this one, I can leave my book port up to my shirt collar like I usually do, which I cannot do with the barrel mic because they kind of clip against each other. Alright, we're going to grab our recycle bin. Well, if we can find it. There it is. Alright, let's go inside. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Would like to contact us, you can leave a slide that in the garage there. You can leave a comment on our audio line at 206-984-9203. Of course, our website is aph.org/tech/BCT. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time. Nice and cool in here. Hey, Fredsters.